Listen to some of the best in modern audio drama right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
The following episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd takes place before the events in episode number 613 and was recorded live on August 15th, 2008 as part of the Coverville 500 show at Bally's Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
ComedyForecast.com proudly presents The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, live.
Sign guy.
Yeah! Yes, it's The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you live in Las Vegas by the fine folks at ComedyForecast.com. Yes, ComedyForecast.com is your one-stop internet location for comedy in 4 minutes or less. Just take a listen.
Hey, what's in the box, Dr. Grant?
Why, it's some product samples from our new sponsor, ComedyForecast.com.
Oh, I love when sponsors send us free samples. What is ComedyForecast.com? Do they make high-end sports cars?
No, they don't make that.
60-inch flat-screen LCD television sets?
No, they don't make that either, no.
Do they make floor cleaner? Because the tile in the lab is getting...
No, they don't make floor cleaner, Dr. Floyd. ComedyForecast.com is home of the award-winning comedy podcast, Comedy Forecast, that delivers you fresh comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Comedy, eh? You know me, Dr. Grant. I'm very particular about my comedy.
Oh, I sure do, Dr. Floyd. That's why you'll be happy to know that the comedy in the Comedy Forecast podcast at ComedyForecast.com is mostly work-safe and sort of family-friendly.
Oh. Sounds great to me. How much does each episode cost to download?
That's the best part, Dr. Floyd. The Comedy Forecast podcast is absolutely free.
Free? That's for me. Break open that box, Dr. Grant, and let me see one of them samples.
All right, let me just... Hey, this box is empty.
I guess you really can't send an MP3 in a box as a sample, since they are digital and all.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to go to ComedyForecast.com and download some MP3s for ourselves.
I still say he should have sent us some floor cleaner. The lab floor is really dirty.
Oh, Dr. Floyd.
Yes, it's Comedy Forecast Podcast, available only at ComedyForecast.com. Proud sponsors of today's episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Floor cleaner not included. And now on to today's adventure. We begin this episode in the cockpit of a time and spaceship making its way along a lonely stretch of Interstate 15 in the Mojave Desert. The occupants of the ship's cockpit are none other than our hero, the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd. Yeah! His young protege, Dr. Grant. Yeah! And their faithful robot companion, Chips. We find our tried-and-true trio leisurely making their way to Las Vegas for the New Media Expo.
Two bottles of milk on the wall, one bottle of milk. If one of those bottles should happen to fall, no bottles of milk on the wall.
One more time.
99 bottles of milk on the wall, 99 bottles of milk.
No, doctors, please. I think that 5 times through is certainly enough for that little gem of a ditty, don't you?
Yeah, I guess you're right, Chips. What do you want to sing now, Dr. Grant?
Oh, I know. This is the song that never ends. It just goes on and on,
no,
my
friend. Doctors, please, let's just have a little quiet and take in the sights of the desert, all right?
Okay. Say, Dr. Floyd, how come we're just cruising along to Vegas instead of just making a time jump?
Because we need to make a stop along the way. I need to drop off some equipment at the Desert Science Center in Zizix, California.
In where now?
Zizix.
You want to spell that for me?
Z-Z-Y-Z-X.
And what is this place exactly?
Well, it's a settlement out in the desert that California State University system uses as a place for biology, geology, and even astronomy research. The students come out here to learn more about their chosen field.
Oh, and how did it get such an odd name?
Well, in 1944, a man named Curtis Howe Springer built a mineral pool spa here, and he wanted to give it a name with no vowels that sounded like someone sleeping. And so Zizix was born.
Oh, well, this Curtis Howe Springer sounds like an interesting fellow.
Oh, he was a character, all right. He charged high prices to people who wanted to come soak in the Zizix mineral springs, and he sold so-called miraculous cures, which were really just vegetable juice. Business boomed until 1974 when he was arrested for unauthorized use of federal land because he didn't actually own any of the property.
Oops.
Then, in 1976, the government let the Cal State University system use the land as a research center, which they've been doing ever since.
Oh my, sounds like quite an amazing place, smack dab in the middle of nowhere.
It sure is. Oh, here's the off-ramp, Dr. Grant. Turn right here.
As our heroes exit the interstate at Zizix, let's travel about 100 miles north to the city of Las Vegas, where we find none other than that no-good, ne'er-do-well, evil mastermind, Dr. Steve. And his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget. We find these two nasty nincompoops in a very unlikely place, amidst the throng of people exiting a showroom at one of the many hotels along the Vegas Strip.
My, Fidget. Isn't Cher just amazing? I mean, her voice has only gotten better with age, and she looks absolutely fabulous. I tell you, when she came down from the ceiling during I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and she was all white and gold and sparkly, well, I'm not afraid to say that I got a little teary.
Oh, brother.
I tell you, Fidget, this has been quite a trip, what with my big Keno win earlier in the day.
Ming win?
Yes, big win. Look, that's $8 we didn't have before we got here, right? And together with my $3.25 mega jackpot from the penny slot machine earlier, we are high rollers. Now, let's put these winnings to good use. Ooh, look, here's a souvenir stand.
Now, good evening, sir. Can I help you find anything?
Oh, well, we're just looking around. My, that Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign sure is on a lot of merchandise. Look, they even have it here on this little toy duck.
Oh, yeah. That's because the woman who created the sign... That's because the woman who created the sign, Betty Willis, never copyrighted it when she designed it in 1959, so now people put it on all sorts of souvenirs.
Wait a minute. The woman who designed it never copyrighted the sign?
No. She just got $4,000 for the design and didn't copyright it at all.
Could you imagine the amount of money you'd make if you owned the copyright to that sign?
Well, yeah, but it's not like you can go back in time and get the copyright.
Yeah, you can't really go... goodbye. Fidget, come on, quick, to our time and spaceship.
One quick time jump later, and we find Dr. Stephen Fidget standing in Betty Willis's office at the Western Sign Company in the year 1959.
That really is a nice design, Miss Willis.
Why, thank you. You know, this is one of the first designs I came up with, but tossed it aside. I had to fish it back out of the trash when I remembered it.
I see. And are those silver dollars there behind the letters in the word welcome?
Of course, yes. 7 silver dollars, 7 letters in the word welcome. Can't get more lucky than that.
Yes, Fidget, you're right. That little star on the top is a lot of fun.
That's my little tribute to Disneyland. I wanted to promote happiness to all who saw it.
Well, it certainly is beautiful. You should probably copyright it.
Oh, no, it's just a sign. I'm going to give it to the city. This little town needs all the publicity it can get.
Well, you certainly have a very big heart, Miss Willis. I have a friend out waiting in the car. Would you mind if I borrowed this design for a minute and showed him?
Why, sure. I don't see any problem with that at all. This is the 50s, and we trust everybody. Just be sure to bring it right back.
Thank you. We'll bring it right back, Fidget, after we make a quick trip to the copyright office. But first, a little modification to this artwork.
Oh, no. It appears that Dr. Stephen and Fidget are going to get away with their plan to copyright the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. Will Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips be able to stop them? We'll find out after a brief word from our sponsor.
My, Dr. Grant, you look good. Have you lost weight?
Sure have, Dr. Floyd. 67 pounds.
67 pounds? That's fantastic. What's your secret?
It's no secret. I just eat right, exercise, and have a subscription to the Comedy Forecast podcast at comedyforecast.com.
Wow. Can a podcast really help you lose weight?
Well, there's no hard scientific proof that the comedyforecast.com podcast can help you lose weight. But I have a friend who ate nothing but junk food, never exercised, and listened to one of those inferior comedy podcasts, and he gained 86 pounds.
Really?
Yes, sir. You see, each episode of the ComedyForecast.com podcast is chock full of all the vitamins and nutrients a growing protege like me needs. Not to mention the fact that each episode is hilarious and at only 4 minutes in length or less, so easy to listen to. I'm not going to chance it, Dr. Floyd. I'm going to stick to eating right, exercise, and the ComedyForecast.com podcast.
Say, you wouldn't happen to have a spare episode of the ComedyForecast.com podcast, would you? I've got a bit of a spare tire myself.
Oh, Dr. Floyd.
Yes, it's the ComedyForecast.com podcast, comedy for your lifestyle. Subscribe now for free at ComedyForecast.com. Yeah. And now back to our adventure. When we last left our heroes, they were dropping off some spare lab equipment at the Desert Studies Center in Zizzix, and we now find them just entering Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, here we are in shiny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, sir. Say, there's the classic Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign.
Interesting story about that sign, Dr. Grant. Did you know the lady who designed that sign never copyrighted the... Wait a minute, what's that? Pull over, Dr. Grant.
Dr. Grant quickly pulls over to the side of the road after gently applying the brakes, signaling, and merging safely, of course. In moments, our heroes are standing outside the ship looking over at the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign.
Does that sign say what I think that sign says?
Oh, I'm afraid so, Dr. Grant. It reads, this sign copyrighted 1959 by Dr. Steve.
What in tarnation is going on here? That's actually printed right on the sign.
Oh, Dr. Steve must have gone back to 1959 and copyrighted the sign.
Chips, how come you didn't know that they had made a time jump? Usually your time and space travel device tracking device is able to pick up their time ripples.
Yeah, well, we were just driving across the desert, and you know how spotty service is out here.
True. We've got to make a time jump and stop him.
We don't need to make a time jump this time to stop him.
We don't?
Nope. We're going to go after Dr. Steve. We're going to go right over there to that Dr. Steve Hotel and Casino and stop him.
Dr. Steve Hotel and Casino? What are you talking about?
Well, look at that billboard.
Dr. Floyd points up to a huge billboard that reads, "The Dr. Steve Hotel and Casino Evil Hits the Strip. Live performance nightly by Dr. Steve and Fidget." After standing for several moments in shock at the garish picture of Dr. Steven Fidget on the billboard, our heroes soon find themselves sitting in the back of the Dr. Steve Theater in the Dr. Steve Hotel as the Dr. Steve all-singing, all-dancing stage spectacular nears its conclusion.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, to close out the show, my little buddy Fidget and I would like to sing our hit single. This is a cover song by a man named Josh White, although I think you'll agree that my version is much better. It's called One Meatball. A little sock walked up and down to find an eating place in the town. He read the menu through and through to see what 15 cents would do. One meatball. One meatball. This little sock could afford one meatball. He told the waiter who was near at hand about the simple dinner that he had planned. The guests were startled, one and all, to hear the waiter loudly call. He said,
"One meatball. One meatball. This little sock requires one meatball."
The little sock, he felt ill at ease. He looked up and he said, "The waiter just hollered back down the hall. He said,
"You get no bread, not with one meatball."
One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread, not with one meatball. All right, Fidget, take it away. All right, let's hear it for that little sock.
The little sock, he felt very, 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 very bad. 'Cause that one little meatball was all that he had. And in his dreams, he heard the call.
You get no bread, not with one meatball.
One meatball. Everybody sing. One meatball. A little louder. One meatball. A little better, please. One meatball. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to my show in my hotel here tonight. I'll be out in the lobby afterwards signing autographs for only $50, so please come out and say hello. You've been a wonderful audience. Give yourselves a big round of applause. You get no bread, not with one meat. Thank you. Ball.
Thank goodness that evil Dr. Steve is over.
Yeah, who does he think he is? Engelbert Humperdinck?
Quick, let's get to the lobby. Engelbert Humperdinck, that's a funny name. Anyway, let's go to the lobby so we can stop Dr. Steve.
Moments later, our heroes are standing in front of Dr. Steve and Fidget.
Floyd, I knew it was only a matter of time before you showed your tiny little cranium around here.
You certainly seem to have done all right for yourself. How'd you afford the capital to build this hotel?
I simply used the money I made from selling souvenirs with the replica of my Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign on them.
That's not your sign, and you know it. Betty Willis gave that sign to Vegas as a gift.
Oh, really? It's all legal. I own the copyright. What are you gonna do about it?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna wager you for it.
Wager me for it?
That's right. Feeling lucky, Dr. Steve?
Lucky. I do. I own this beautiful hotel and casino. I own the copyright to the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. I won $11.25 earlier today on Keno and Penny slots, and I got to sit front row for a fantastic Cher concert. You do not get much luckier than that, Floyd.
Yeah, fine. Then you won't mind putting it all up on a game of chance.
I don't see why not. We're both of legal wagering age and know how to wager responsibly.
Okay. Simple coin flip. 50-50 probability. If I lose, we'll leave you alone and we'll never bother you again. If I win, though, you'll have to go back in time and give up the copyright to the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign. Deal?
Deal. What are the terms?
Simple. Heads I win, tails you lose.
Wait a minute. Heads you win, tails I lose?
Correct.
Okay, that sounds good to me, huh? Oh, hush, Fidget. I'm going to solve all our problems with one little flip of a coin.
Okay, here we go, and it's tails. You lose, Dr. Steve.
Curses. Well, I'm a man of my word, Floyd, and because I am, I will keep my end of the bargain. But you haven't heard the last of me. Come on, Fidget. At least we've got our $11.25.
Soon, Dr. Steve has made a time jump and corrected his criminal copyright corruption, and all is returned to normal. Where will Dr. Steve and Fidget go next? Will our heroes be able to stop whatever maniacal plans they come up with? And what will our heroes wager on next, now that they are in Vegas?
Hey, Dr. Floyd, I'll flip you to see who has to wash the car when we get back to the lab.
Okay, heads I win, tails you lose.
Okay, sounds good.
Good.
Find out next time on The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Yay.
Episode number SE023 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Maura Quirk as Chips, www.mauraquirk.com, Devin Green as Betty Willis, www.devingreen.com, Joel Bryant as the narrator, www.joelbryant.net, and also featured Andy Affleck as the sign holder, Morris Mojo Jones as the souvenir shop employee, and Clinton of ComedyForecast.com on the duck call. Special thanks to Brian Ibbett of Coverville, www.coverville.com. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. The song One Meatball was written by Josh White. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco. Leave us a voicemail at area code 818-332-3053. Episode number SE023 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2008 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number SE023, Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas. 17, 8, 26, 3, 4, 3, 18, 15, 14, 5, 8, 15, 18, 23, 26, 8, 1, 15, 14, 3, 14, 8. And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.perari.com. Hip.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bell's in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunchbard.
I can introduce myself, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbard.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell, that's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad...
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, a salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No. We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-41...
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it, because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distancing.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now. Socially. I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye. Bye, Corona.
Bye, Corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, Corona.
An illness history is not for me. Don't want to try your COVID on for size, Corona.
Never gonna touch. Stay away. My epidermis never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye. Woo. Bye, Corona!
Fly, Corona!
Captain Bly, Corona!
What?
Pumpkin Pie, Corona!
Now, wait a minute!
Hammer Rye, Corona!
Guys!
Goodbye, Corona! Good riddance.